Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. This morning's message is, what does the Bible say about Memorial Day? And I chose this message because I found it as something that was online about Memorial Day, and it was written by a gentleman named Edward Liano. He writes for the Christian Post, or he's a contributor to the Christian Post. But I thought it was fitting for the day. But anyhow, there's some verses in there, some chapters and verses out of King James Bible. John 15, if you put your finger on chapter 15 of John, there's other ones like 2 Timothy chapter 2, Psalm 27, and John 14. So if you want to find those, if you think you can find those in time, that's fine, but at least find John 15, and I'll give you time to get to the rest. But before we get started, I have a song for you this morning. It's the Star Spangled Banner, and then we're going to do some prayers. So if you will, just bear with me and go there. We'll listen to the song as others get here and get ready. Thank you for being here this morning. Our prayer request this morning are for one for my son-in-law, Johnny Estrada. His cousin was killed in a motorcycle accident yesterday. The family's going through some tough times, having lost another relative. So please pray for Johnny, pray for the family, pray for the loss of his loved ones. And folks, we never know when our time is going to come. It may be out on a ride on a motorcycle. I ride a motorcycle pretty often in the summertime. And I'm concerned about it quite often, whether a car is going to come from a different direction or an animal will run out in front of me or just anything. Anything can happen. So in a moment of a blink of an eye, we could lose our life. So I bring that all up to say this, folks. If you're not saved, get saved. If you don't know what it means to be saved, find someone that can teach you that. If I can help, find me, William Preacher Bill Barnes, over on Facebook, and I'll try to help you the best I can to lead you to the Lord so you know that when you die, you'll be going to heaven. My hopes is that Johnny's cousin is in heaven today. So we have that. And then we have some others, folks. I try to do this every week. I try to bring you prayer requests. These are my prayer requests from messages on Facebook that I see this morning. Sylvia Caffrey is asking for prayers for the man that rents her house. He needs to get a job. He's disabled, but he's able to go to work. And she's just praying that he'd be able to do that so that, obviously, so he can take care of himself and also to be able to pay his way. And Kim Pogue has some prayers for Amber, mother of three, and it doesn't really give much details, but let's see. Oh, there was some money given and what have you greatly, but the cancer is, there's cancer that's causing some issues, she said, in a family member that's suffering. And then Joe, he's Joseph Gray. He's going through some terrible times. He's in the hospital, and they're trying to get him medicated so that he doesn't have to suffer in pain. He's got a broken hip. He's a military man. The man has served his time, and the VA is just stalling to take care of him. So please pray that someone will intervene, some senator or congressperson will intervene and put the medical staff over at the VA in the hospital together to work out whatever issues have to be fixed so Joseph doesn't have to go through that any longer. Ann Kimberly sent one a couple hours ago. for her and her family. It looks like finances and some other issues. So please pray for Ann Kimberly. And then I saw a post day before yesterday morning, for a friend of mine named Beverly down in Texas, the man that cuts her lawn. His daughter was bitten by a rattlesnake. So pray that that situation is under control and taken care of. But let's pray for all of the soldiers, be the men or women that have served in the military, for the ones that have lost their lives fighting for this country. Today's the day before Memorial Day, the day before we honor the fallen soldiers, and for all of those that served in the service. We all have friends and family or know of someone that did, be it a grandfather, a great-grandfather, or uncle or not, or cousin. Every one of them has done so good to make sure that our country is safe and secure, and it appears today that our country is starting to fall apart by threads, and it's getting worse and worse, and the hole is getting bigger. We just ask that people would pray for the military and pray for the people that are serving our country and trying to do the right thing for us. We ask all of these prayers, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. This morning's message, folks, I'm not sure if it'll turn out to be a long one or a short one, but we're going to go to John. Let me find my place over there. In John 15, it says, in verse 13, John 15, 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And I'm going to start out the message, and we're going to go through this, and you'll see where all of this leads and goes, and you'll understand, folks, that, you know, these men and women have laid down their lives for us. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's about someone giving their life for another. It's for someone standing up for another. In other words, you know, for a while there, we've seen where the bullies in the schools picking on kids and on the internet, and you still see it. It's still prevalent, but we don't see it as much, but we know it's happening. Now, even those people that stand up for someone in a situation where someone's trying to take advantage of them, the Bible even says we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to stand up for the weak. We're supposed to stand up for the ones that are without a spouse. In other words, the widowed, right? It says it in Scripture that we're to do that. We're supposed to take care of the elderly. Well, that's what soldiers do. They provide the weaker. And a lot of people don't want to hear about that weaker vessel or the weaker person, because everybody thinks they're just the strongest. But yet they could never fight those battles that our soldiers, be it men and women, that go in the military, that give of themselves voluntarily, mind you. These are people in the United States that went in. They didn't. Nobody drafted them. And even the ones that were drafted in the past, they could have ran, they could have took off, but they chose to serve in the military and serve to do the right thing for this country. That's what God expects from his people. He expects for us to give of ourselves, to stand up for Christ, to stand up for the laws that are written in the Bible that our Lord gave to us, and then we're supposed to be able to do that with love no matter what happens to us, no matter how we're ridiculed or mocked. You understand? That's the battle that we face as a Christian. And some would say, yeah, well, it's not the same as the battle as the guy that goes out and he's getting shot at. Well, technically it is, because the devil's always shooting darts at us. He's always trying to break us down. He's always trying to make us doubt that we're doing the right thing. He's also always trying to destroy anything we do as a Christian. I see it day to day, even in my daily walk. I'll get around certain people, and before you know it, even though I'm trying to share the gospel, and they're not interested. They shoot you down. They'll break you down. They have broken me down to where I was almost back to who I used to be as a street person. And before you know it, sometimes even my actions don't really prove out as a Christian would. And some would say, oh, I thought you said you were a Christian. Why are you acting like that? Why are you saying those things? But you see, that's because you get so frustrated, you get so aggravated, and the devil creeps in. And what he ends up doing is destroying all the work that you did. So what I'm saying is be a good Christian soldier, okay, and fight for the Lord. But Memorial Day weekend's here. And while the holiday is popularly seen as the official start of a summer holiday season, it's always meant to be a somber reminder that freedom comes at a great cost. Amen. You see this, folks. You know it. Our freedom takes lives. Our freedom takes effort. It takes a struggle. It takes a battle. It takes a fight. And then the war is on, folks. And it's the same as a Christian. When a Christian's sharing the gospel, it is exactly the same. We should honor our pastors, our priests, and those that are sharing the gospel. Why? Because they're in the middle of this fight. They're trying to keep things on the right side. And that's what soldiers do. Soldiers try to keep it so that we can be free, so we can, no man can control us, because no man has any right to control us. And that's what these men go, and women go to war for. My message is exactly that. It says, look, freedom comes at a cost, especially for the brave men and women who die serving in the armed forces. It's always a good opportunity to open the Bible and look up some verses to help commemorate their sacrifice. It says here, in the same way that soldiers of the U.S. military have laid down their lives time and time again in the name of freedom, these men and women have also made the ultimate sacrifice. Not just for their country, but for their family, for friends. You see, they're not doing it for themselves. If they were doing it for themselves, they would hide out, protect just themselves. They're doing it for their family, their friends, and for this country. Protecting this country takes men and women willing to stand up and fight, and yes, make the sacrifice of losing their own life to do so. If losing my life to make sure that my grandchildren, my children, and the children that I don't even know yet would be safe and secure, I would give my life. There isn't a man or woman out there that has children that knows that any better than the next. But it's not just about your own. You have to be willing to sacrifice your life for those that cannot take care of themselves, cannot fight that fight. That's what a good soldier does, and that's what a good Christian soldier does. He not only will give his life in battle for the country, because that's what he's supposed to do, but he would give his life and lay it down as a Christian to defend other brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why sometimes you get around people and you'll notice there's a person who's a good Christian person. They're trying to explain the Lord, and someone's mocking them. And instead of standing there and not getting involved and saying, whoa, 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 God is not mocked, how many of you have stood there and just let it happen? That's not being a very good Christian. You should get involved and you should say exactly that. God is not mocked. I'm sorry. You're picking on someone that knows the scriptures, and he's trying to share the truth with you, and you hate him because he shares the truth with you. Or you're mocking him because you think it's funny that God doesn't exist. God's the great creator, and he commands that you respect him and be obedient to him. In the same way that soldiers in the U.S. military have laid down their lives, they've done it for not just for the country, not just for their family, not just for their friends, but for the future generations to come to enjoy the freedoms. Such is the weight of life given up in a sacrifice that John 15:13 says, called it a love that surpasses all others. And he says this, he says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. In that same perilous love shown by Jesus, when he died in suffering and sat on the cross to save mankind from sin, the faithful Christians are called upon to follow him as soldiers, as Timothy 2:3-4 points out. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3-4. And says this, though therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You see, we don't get involved with the things of this world because they don't do any benefit to Christ. But we fight those things as a good soldier for Christ to make things right, because that's what Christians do. It says, though, therefore, endure hardness. That means when our trials come, don't let them be a problem. Don't have an anxiety attack or worry about it. God will see you through it. Don't get caught up in all the drama of this world. If it's not about Christ, it isn't worth the fight. For those who have fought so that others can go on living and enjoying freedom, their service and self-sacrifice are being remembered on this day. Men and women who have laid down their lives in active duty will never return to their family and friends, nor would they be able to see the day that the fighting came to an end. You realize those that went out and fought, they gave up their life and sacrifice, knowing that by doing so, somebody will get to enjoy freedom. That's why they do it. That's why there's so many that have passed, so many have died during war battles. And they do it knowing, I'm going to go give my life for this. I'm going to go out in the battlefield. I may never return to see my family again. I may never go home to see my children. I may never be able to see my mother. I may never be able to lay down my own children at bedtime and say a prayer with them. But I'm doing it because at some point when the battle is won and the war is over, we'll have peace, we'll have joy. And in that day, at the end of life, for them, they know that they fought a good fight. They've done the best they could. They fought the hardest they could. They went through the trials. They went through the battles. And they said, no matter what, I'm going to press on, and I'm going to keep fighting. And I'm going to keep fighting until I can get there. In fact, there's a saying that says, I'll never give up. I believe it's a Marine saying. I'm not sure how it all goes. But it says, we never give up. We never lay down. We fight until we're dead. That's what that means. And we'll fight for freedom till we're dead. And we'll fight for Christ until we're dead. And that's what we should do as Christians. Fight and fight and fight no matter what. Whatever it takes to win this over. Win this war for Christ. There's a reward for them beyond this life. However, and it's a faith that those that are left behind can keep this as a memorial day. Do you realize at some point down the line, the way things are going in our country, our soldiers that have fought for our freedom are going to be looked upon as nothing more than a bunch of haters that fought wars that shouldn't have been fought? They're already starting to say it about soldiers that have gone to war. In fact, they did it with the Vietnam veterans. They called them baby killers. They spit on them. They treated them with disrespect. But what they don't know is if we didn't fight these wars, most of these young children today that are protesting don't realize it. They wouldn't be able to protest. We'd be under the rule of China. We'd be under the rule of Japan. Or we'd be under the rule of Russia or Germany. Germany was going to take over all the countries. And he was going to eliminate anything that wasn't white. Now that's a hater. That's a man that would, if he had it his way, would kill anybody that would go against him. And that's what we're up against in this world today, folks. So be prepared to fight the good fight as a Christian and fight against those people that don't want to hear the word of God. And be willing to do it with a good spirit, folks. You don't have to beat them over the head with a stick to get them to understand. If they want to go the other way, remember, you know where they're going. Do the right thing. Fight a good fight. These people that fight for the wars for our freedoms, they do it for a reason, folks. They fight so that we can have the freedom to enjoy that we live in a country where we have a First Amendment, a Second Amendment, and so on and so forth, and a great Constitution to live by. As Psalms 27:3-4 states this, there's a great reward at the end of all things for the brave men and women who have fallen believing in the Lord. It says this, though a host should encamp against me, that means a total war, doesn't matter who they are, whoever comes up against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Doesn't matter what happens around me, I'm serving the Lord. One thing I have desired of the Lord, verse 4 says, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You see, there's a purpose and there's a reward. And all we want is that when we die, when we've done fighting the battle, that we get to go home and be with the Lord in that temple of his in heaven. As John 14:27 says this, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, John 14:27 also assures the faithful, there is no need to be afraid. Even in the face of a war and in death, no matter what, there's a peace that can only be found in God, one that nations should always aspire to. We should be aspiring to serve God. Our world is falling apart. It's starting to serve Satan more and more every day. When I see out in this world people at odds with one another, wanting to fight each other over something like a breadcrumb, it's crazy. They're fighting for things that don't have any real value. They say, well, we got to eat, or we got to have this, or I need to have that. You don't have to have anything. God provides everything. if he can provide for the sparrow of the air who doesn't have a home or a nest when it's born, when its mother kicks it out of its nest and says to it, you're on your own, that bird grows wings and goes and takes off and builds its own nest. Why? Because God provides for it. And God provides for you, and he's not afraid to give you everything you need. All you have to do is read his Bible, adhere to the word, start to read it and see how the scriptures work in your life, and they change you. And they start guiding you and strengthening you and building you up. And before you know it, you're starting to realize that, you know what? All these things I thought I always wanted in the past were needed or necessary aren't worth all that fight. I only need what I need, food, clothing, and a place to stay out of the cold or the weather. That's all you really need. You don't have to kill people to have things. It's greedy people that do that. That's what causes war, greed. This Memorial Day, take a minute, please. Take a minute and pause. Think about your loved ones. Think about what you really need. Think about the families that have given up their life so you can have. How many people do you know would walk in front of a bullet for you just so that you don't have to? Because that's what our men and women do in the military. Bullets from getting to this country to kill us. And right now, we're in a fight for our life in this country, where a president wants to build borders to keep the enemy out. If we don't have borders, folks, we don't have a country. If we don't have borders to keep out the enemy and to decide who's safe and who isn't safe to let in, the war is going to be at our doorstep. They're coming. We need to be able to prepare. We need to be able to protect our loved ones. And if you don't form an army to fight against them, they're coming in. And that's what the Bible talks about with Satan. If you don't fight against the evil in your family, in your household, that goes on around you, oh, you may think that, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, they're good people. They're not bad. Well, that's true. But do you realize that Satan is like a slithering snake? He comes along nice and slowly, and once he's in, he'll devour everything within. And that's how sin works inside your home, how it works within inside you. You let that little bit in, and before you know it, it takes over. Align yourself with the Lord. That means get in line. That means step by step, just like a soldier when they get in formation. You follow the leaders of your commanders, and you do as they say. As your church leader, as your preacher, I'm telling you, pick up your Bible, read it, get in line. Align with me, with Christ, and your life is going to be much more pleasant. You'll be without the drama. You will be without the fight. Satan will always try to cause you a problem. But you'll have the tools, the weapons. You'll be able to fight against that, just like our soldiers fight against the invasion of enemies. And they're here, folks. They're at our doorstep. Are you going to let them come in? Are you going to let them destroy you? Are you going to allow Satan to take over your life? While we think through these things, think about your great-great-fathers, your grandfathers, your great-great-grandfathers, all the way back in time, the real ones that actually picked up a Bible, read it, and tried to share the gospel with family members. Think about them, where they are today. Think about the ones that refused Christ, where they are. And you decide where you want to be. I know I want to be in the United States as a United States citizen, and I want all the invaders and the enemies to be kicked out. And I know I don't want Satan in my house, and I don't want that as an enemy either. But I can't fight him if I don't have the weapons to do so. And you're not going to be able to fight him either if you keep ignoring Jesus Christ. You want to fight against Satan and all of the things that he brings to your doorstep? All the anger, all the frustration, the depression, the anxiety, the lack of being able to enjoy just a humble lifestyle? You got to get right with God. Start reading your Bible and do that. So I ask you today, can you do this much for a soldier in Christ? Can you acknowledge one when you see one? When you see a hat with an emblem of a military service on it, be it the Army, the Marines, the Navy, any one of them, the Air Force. If you know any, maybe you can call a relative that you know that served and just tell them thank you for doing that for me, for giving me the freedom to do that. Say thank you to your military people. They're out giving out poppies this year. You see the veterans out handing them out. Say thank you to those men, to those women that have served. It's not the donation. It's not the poppy. You know what it means to a man to say thank you for putting your life in harm's way for me? Just do that. Okay? And then I leave you with this. Here's a song from the Star Spangled Banner. Part of that song, it says this. Oh, thus be it ever when freemen shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Best with victory and peace may the heaven-rescued land. Praise the power that hath made and preserved us as a nation. The conqueror we must, when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. That was written by Francis Scott Key in 1814. You think about that. 1814, people have been fighting all these years, hundreds upon probably thousands, this land free. Please, folks, enjoy your weekend. Don't be foolish. Don't do stupid things. Get caught up with the world. We don't have a lot in this country, but what we do have is our freedom. That's why they all want to come here. But then they come here and they want to destroy it by bringing their homeland ways to this country. We can't allow it. We can't have it, folks. We cannot. If we do, we won't be a country. If we do, we certainly won't be free. They're looking for ways to take your freedoms away. I beg of you. Read your Bible. Use it to guide you. They want it this way. They want to take away your Bible. They're working at that. That's the real war that's going on. Destroy Christianity. Our military fought so we could have religious rights. We could have our religious freedoms. These other countries are moving in and they're doing their best to take away the Bible. It doesn't take much to see that abortion is live. It doesn't take much that they're trying to say, you can no longer say this or say that as a Christian. You can't say anything against the other religions. If you do, they want to take your head off. Thank you for letting me share with you my opinion. I believe that as a soldier, not myself, but those that have served, they need to be told that they were appreciated and that the ones that they worked and stood side by side with and they watched them die, that it wasn't in vain. God bless you and thank you for being here. I'm going to get another song for you. Let's see if I can find it so that I can get to you with it. Oh, where did it go? There it is. My Country, 'Tis of Thee. God bless you. Come find me over on Facebook, and I'll do my best to help you if I can with salvation plans. And if you have any questions about our system, our military, if I can help, I will. God bless you. Thank you for being here today, America. Thank you. They want to... There you go. See you next Sunday, folks. Be safe.